At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the value you want. Enjoy fast speeds for work or play. Connect at home or on the go and save every month. Don't miss this special offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
Memorial Day doorbuster deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $80 on the Master Forge 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, rewards members save $900 on the Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator, now only $999. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, we often talk about the new kind of hybrid system of work on this show and how feasible it is, how well it's working, employer pushback and all of that type of thing. What we often don't talk about is another element of it and whether it has led to a proliferation of pointless meetings. Mark Fennell, the life coach, is with me. MarkFennell.ie is his website. Mark, are there too many pointless meetings happening in offices?
There absolutely is, and thanks for having us. Meetings about meetings tends to be the problem. So, and Microsoft did a study on this, and they found in 2022 that 225% increase in meetings post-pandemic. And Shopify got so, I suppose, browned off with meetings for 2 weeks, they now ban meetings and say, no one can have meetings. We got to get some work done. So this is very prevalent. But what people don't realise is if you've 10 people in a meeting, right, that's, and it's a half an hour meeting, that's 300 minutes. It's not 30 minutes, it's 300 minutes. Mm. So if you cut your meetings down by 30 minutes a week, over a year, that's 240 hours. It's a month. So we have to think of it in terms of how many people are in the room and multiply the time by those people. And that can sometimes help to realise how much time is actually being wasted.
Because it's kind of a post-COVID thing, that huge increase in meetings from that study done by Microsoft, I take it part of that is because people are at home.
It's the hybrid. Yeah. So a lot of the water cooler conversations, or a desk is just over the way, I'll ask them that question really quickly. All those conversations have kind of been, I suppose, eliminated. So now everything has to be either a Slack, an email, a WhatsApp or a phone call. Generally, it's messaging. So what we find now is that you can't just ask a person that quick question. It has to go into an email. It has to be sent off. And then you're waiting for a response. And this is where the kind of slowdown has come. What's interesting, because I've been coaching companies and systems for nearly 20 years now. I know I don't look it, but for a long time. And I have to say, I've seen it myself where the increase of meetings has become quite, I think it's a new pandemic in the business world, because there's meetings about meetings and there's a bad level of not sure how to communicate in meetings. That's what I've seen, because you have some people who just want to pick up a phone and then the other person goes, oh, don't be ringing people. That's old school. You text people or you Slack or whatever you might do. But what I've really seen is that there's a key way of conducting the meeting, and it's a good tip to have, is that whenever you're going into a meeting, don't start with the problem. Start with what the goal is, then the problem, and you have to bring a solution when you come. It's called the GPS method. It was actually created by the Alibaba company.
Goal, problem, solution.
Exactly. And the idea is that it's primed, the psychology is, your mindset is more primed for solution when you start with a positive, the goal being the positive. But if you start with a negative, it puts the room on a downer, and now the meeting becomes kind of a doom and gloom, because we're talking about the problem more than we're talking about the actual solution.
Oh, I like that. GPS. I like that idea. The people who you find higher up the food chain, are they more guilty of having meetings about meetings?
They're more impacted.
There's people who work in management in this building. Yeah. And honest to God, I think all they do is just have meetings.
Yeah.
I'd get rid of them. If I owned this company, I'd get rid of half of them in the morning, Mark.
Well, I'll give you the study that was done by Harvard Business, right? And they said 65% of senior, junior management complain that they don't get the work done because of meetings. But there is also the scapegoat. Some people feel that it's productivity to have meetings. So there is this kind of ethos. The downside is, and this is the more serious side, is burnout is on the increase. Because of the hybrid working, high performers are working longer hours. There's less boundaries at home. You know, they're working at the kitchen table all day. So burnout is on the increase. But what we're also finding is that meetings are on the increase because of the hybrid model. Because, as I say, we're not sitting beside each other anymore. We have to have a meeting about, you know, what cups should we get for the water cooler and the basic stuff. So one of the other principles I always say to people is, before you say who should be in the meeting, who doesn't need to be in the meeting? Because if you're discussing such trivial matters, you don't need head of management in those meetings. Silo everything. Have smaller groups to deal with smaller things rather than bringing everybody in for talking about everything to do with the meeting. And I find this as well, there's a lot of, I suppose, lack of intention. It's like, oh, I'll discuss that in the meeting next week. Oh, we'll discuss that next week. There's no, shall I say, bookend, start and end time. And there's no, what are the actual objectives today, which we need to kind of get better at.
Yeah, meetings without a resolution, that really grinds my gears.
Where
you come out of it and you say to the person, did we actually decide anything in that meeting? I'm not sure we did. I think we're back where we started, but we've all talked for an hour.
100%. And one of the things is, a little tip, if you need to have some small meetings or quick meetings, conduct the meeting while you're standing. And what you'll find is you'll get to a resolve much quicker because people are conscious. I'm standing. It's not comfortable. They're not settled in. They're not sipping coffee. So sometimes smaller meetings can be done while standing. Another little tip around that as well is when you're going to have a meeting, don't allow anyone come into a meeting with a problem unless they have a proposed solution. So you can't bring your problem unless you have some sort of solution. And this makes your team more solution focused than problem fixated.
Who loses out most in the workplace from the proliferation of these meetings? I mean, senior management, I guess, to a degree, they lose out in the sense they're not doing more productive work. But is it people lower down the food chain? Is it younger workers?
It is. And it's across the board, essentially.
Yeah.
But what it does, and this is what we've seen happen, and companies I've worked with, I've seen this over a period of months even, post-COVID, we've seen now that younger workers into the workforce are acclimatizing to this, you have to have a meeting, rather than initiative. Not to say that's a blanket across the board, but we've seen more, or should we say less, of initiative being exerted because the default is, oh, we just have a meeting about it. And people aren't forced to find a solution before they go into the meeting. So it's impacting quite a lot, work ethic as well. But one of the major concerns about it is that your time is being wasted, it's costing money. And when you think about it, shortening the meetings by half an hour a week for 10 people, that's a month's productivity. So that then puts pressure because people say, I'm not getting my work done, I'm being called for another meeting, I need to get these tasks done. So frustration, burnout, people working longer than they should. It has a very bad domino effect.
I'm going to try and implement the GPS thing here. The problem is I've no authority, so I need someone else to implement it. But I know they're listening.
I'll help you.
Thanks a million. Mark Fennell is a life coach. MarkFennell.ie is the website, or MarkFennell.ie as well. You'll find that social media platforms as well, plenty of them, and Mark is always sharing great advice like this, so thanks a million for popping
into
us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast, fiber-powered gig internet for $49.99 per month and get a $250 gift card. Save even more when you add mobile and enjoy a free line for a year. Plus, get $5 off your monthly internet service. Fast internet and a free mobile line, it's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the speed you want for work or play. Don't miss this offer to get a $250 gift card. Visit breezeline.com today.